Vibe Podcast. This is More to the Story, the podcast with the twist, the More Love with Lawrence edition. So we're excited to give you guys some life and relationship tips. And what are you excited about?
Like she said, the twist is me. just giving that full experience on everything with relationship goals, and not even just relationship goals. You could just be dating, you could be married. We're not married, of course, but just to get you at a certain point, that's the point of being in a relationship, to get to marriage. Why do it, right?
That's true, but what if somebody doesn't want to get married?
Two or one?
Wait, what?
You said, what if somebody doesn't? Like, is it the one person?
One person in a relationship. So it's like, typically it's the woman who wants to get married. I'm not going to say typically because my mom, some people just don't want to get married. But at the same time, she's been married before. Mm-hmm. So like, say, you know, it's a man and a woman in a relationship and she wants to get married, but he doesn't want to get married. Do you feel like somebody has to cave in and just like either we don't get married or we not? Like,
I think that's the whole point of dating, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're in that relationship, you know what that person wants. And we get so caught up into the world of what you're used to doing. Like, it's fine to be in a relationship, it's fine just to have kids and not have a real title up on it. But don't get me wrong, like, if that's just the way it is in different backgrounds too. Like,
yeah.
You may see a different ethnic group won't dare have a child with you until you marry. And mm-hmm. another different ethnic group, you can have multiple children and not be married. So it's just a matter of what you've been used to, what you want to do. So it's like, I don't discriminate. Whatever you feel is comfortable with you. But I know that I feel as in just, I have two children outside of our relationship.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted to be married with me, right?
Of course. I mean, okay. That's because you get to a certain point in life where it's just like same song, same story. You know what I'm saying? Same.
Yeah.
And it's just like, nah, let's do something different. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I tried to catch you off guard. Well, I think, I mean, I can only come from a place where that's who I am. Like, I've always wanted to be in a committed relationship. Like, I never wanted to just date and have fun and have options. You know, like, at a certain point when you come out of a committed relationship or whatever, you do want to just kind of, like, I just want to be by myself. I want to chill. I just want to just kind of do me. But it gets old, you know, depending on who you are. And that's who I am. I just, like, I love to love. Like, I'd rather be with one person. So, and you're my one person. But when it comes to marriage, if somebody has to cave in, I mean, I don't feel like there has to be a cave in. It's either this is what I want, this is what you don't want, so we shouldn't be together. And that's kind of it. So,
there's nothing wrong with being an alpha woman. I think the only thing is that when you become into that relationship, you have to know that the man is an alpha as well. Well, man, we have to be an alpha no matter what, like in our livelihoods. So it's a matter of that woman, we either going to teach them how to be submissive, or that alpha woman is already submissive and she's willing to continue to be submissive. But us as men have to show her we want them to be submissive as well, because you can't be in that relationship where you feel as in just like, I'm with him, but we butt heads every single time on something. I think that as a man, we have to be in a position to show that woman that we're the alphas in the relationship. But don't get me wrong, women can be alphas too, especially if they've not been in a relationship, or if that's just their mindset. Like, they're go-getters, they're independent, they don't wait for anybody. That no one has ever gave them anything to get to where they are at. So that mindset is alpha mindset.
I think that's for any black woman.
It should be for any black woman. But I also think that you have to be in a position that woman has some type of submissive understanding to her as well. Because a man, we sometimes want to come home, food ready, this cooked. But if you have this alpha women mindset, what do you feel as in that you do? So as a woman, you still feel as in that I should cook right, that I still should cater to my man, right? Or that I should still be able to feel as in wherever he goes, I go. If I go to this church, that's the church I'm going to go to. Yeah. If he going this way, that's the way that I'm going. But at the same time, it's just not about being an alpha. It's about understanding and clarity, because I'm not going to jump off no bridge if I know that it's nothing under there to save our fall. You know what I'm saying? So I can't go the same way that you going and we don't have understanding to what's over that cliff. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of having understanding and strength into what we're getting ready to go.
Yeah. Like, I have no problem, and you know that I've never had a problem with being submissive. It's more so I've had to learn that I'm not always right. You know, I have to learn that knowing when to speak and when not to speak. We both are learning basically to choose our battles, you know, like we don't have to go back and forth about something. I'm not always going to be right. You know, we can share our perspectives and our opinions, but it's okay to be like, okay, well, I disagree with you, but it's still okay. We still talked it out and we told each other how we feel and why we feel that way.
Definitely.
I think it's more so when we think of just two alphas or two dominant personalities, we have to know when to step back too. You know what I mean? Like, you allow me to lead in certain ways, I have to allow you to lead in certain ways. So we have strong personalities. Yes, you're very quiet and you know, you're an introvert and I'm very outgoing and an extrovert, but at the same time, we still have dominant personalities where you ain't going and I'm not going either, but you have to know when to go. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I got to let him lead. You know, I can't really go back and forth about this and that with him. And just knowing as a woman, like, at the end of the day, I can be an alpha female, but you are the head of my life. You are after God, but you are the head of our household, you know, so I have to allow you to lead. I have to encourage you. I can't just keep going back and forth with you or challenging you on things. Like, I have to shut up, know my role, but still, I can be an alpha female and you can still respect me and I respect you.
And not even to go, just to piggyback into what you said, you're 100% right, as in not just shut up and knowing your role, but at the same time, that's what comes with understanding as mm-hmm. well, because I can't tell you this is what we're getting ready to do, and you, okay, I'm fine with it, but there's nothing wrong with asking questions right. as well to know. So it's just like, I'm not going to ever be in a position, I never want to be in a position where I'm leading you somewhere that you don't understand. When I say understand, and not like a surprise or anything like that, but understand what you're getting yourself into, because I don't feel that you're equipped for it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, growing up, I would never have no one do anything that I wouldn't do. Or I would never tell you to do something that I wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I wouldn't go to this place, or say, when we bought our house, we ready for this. And knowing in my mind, like, I'm not ready for this. Or I'm not sure if I'm ready for it. It's like, I knew I was ready for it. God showed me, this is how you're going to be ready for this, and she's going to follow. Mm-hmm. And so at first, it's another story, of course, but at first it was a, no, baby, you know, one night she was reading this and that. Mm-hmm. But God came back to me like a month later and just told me, just like, if you don't get your stuff together and go holler at her. And it was after that, look, this is what we're doing. And she didn't question anything.
I started packing.
But I just think that's the biggest thing on, and this is also is another, this is a good live Q&R, alpha.
Q&R?
Like, question and answers for
Q&A.
Like,
I do what you meant. It's okay, babe. Plans mess up. So a live Q&A. Yeah, we're going to be doing lives and webinars and all kind of things. So, the Q&A, I don't know what you was thinking. You hungry? Okay, well, we just kind of like went into all of that, but I wanted to say it while it was on my mind. But back to the intro, we'll be talking about life and relationship tips. We'll be talking about Billionaire in Progress, you know, our clothing line. Make sure you shop with us.
I see my husband more shining than mine.
Yeah, so you can shop with us, Billionaire in Progress. We have, tell them what we have, babe.
Oh, we got a lot of shirts. We got a lot of crew necks. We got a lot of sweaters. It's a lot of stuff going on. Like right there.
Yeah. So, how you can shop with us, you can go to jadasharicemerch.myshopify.com. That's jadasharicemerch.myshopify.com. And I'm going to change the name because it sounds a little selfish, you know, and I'm not a selfish person. And, you know, baby is a part of this, so I do need to update the website name. But you can shop with us. We have t-shirts, we have crew necks, we have a ton of different colors. So support Black business and just walk in affirmation, you know, being in progress. Without further ado, that's what they say, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's get into it. I wanted to talk about, of course, it's 2021. I want to talk about 2020, what that looked like for us, and, you know, what we're praying for and claiming in 2021. I want to kind of start with billionaire progress just because, you know, we were just talking about it. It's funny how it worked. I had this list in my phone for the last 3 years, I want to say, and I had this idea to start this affirmation t-shirt line. Look at you listening to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure no guys on the name was up on this list.
No guys? Yeah. What are you talking about? Why would guys be on my list?
No, it's just a joke, baby.
But the joke gotta make sense.
No, so it's just like I've had this list for 3 years, so it's just like, what list? Like, who's on that list? Or what's
how long we been together?
Yeah,
3 years. Okay. So I've had this list for 3 years, and I was gonna start on this affirmation t-shirt line. But then, like, a week before I decided... Okay, so the deadline was Cyber Monday. I work best when I put myself against deadlines. Like, okay, Cyber Monday is coming up. I have to get these shirts out by Cyber Monday. So about a week before, I was going through my list and trying to decide which, like, quote or slogan I wanted to start with. Completely deleted my entire list. Like, the whole list that I've had for 3 years. When I finally decide that, you know, we're going to push these shirts out, I deleted it. I wasn't frustrated. I was just like, it is what it is, whatever. Maybe, you know, nothing on the list was meant. So I had prayed about it, and I was just on the computer, and Billionaire Progress came to me, and I was just like, ooh, that's catchy. So I designed it, and I had, like, some different colors, and I shared it with baby. I always consult with him, like, what you think of this? And I love that he's honest with me, like, I think you should do this. I think you should do a different color. I think you should X, Y, Z, or this gonna hit, or whatever. I appreciate you for that. So I shared it with him, and he approved. And just to speed things up, I just wanted to make a testimony that your vision or dream may not always look like your bank account, you know.
That's a good point.
And I had, before I went out to the store to start, you know, gathering things for Billionaire in Progress, I prayed and I just asked God for wisdom and just spending. Like, Lord, you know my finances. You know, I'm in my business account. It's been slow. And he told me, don't worry about the money. So I went out, I'm just like, okay, God, you're right. So I went out to the stores and I invested. And the day that we launched, we were sold out in 2 hours, and God blessed us 7 times what we invested, you know, in Billionaire in Progress. And it's just amazing, like, to start with what you have and just pray about it and trust God and listen to him and just trust the process. Like, I know he's going to provide. To be blessed 7 times more than what you invested, it's just like, start with what you have. And that's confirmation that God is saying, like, girl, I got you. Just do what I told you to do and watch what happens. So testimony there. But let's talk about, you know, when the COVID hit, baby, you know, like, what that process was like for you just as the man of the house and as the provider and being furloughed. And, you know, what were your thoughts? One thing I always admire with you is you just never complain. You know, you never let us see you sweat as the man of the house. You know, you may be going through a lot mentally and emotionally just as the head of the house. It's a lot to be a Black man in America. It's a lot to be a husband, to be a father.
Just, you show me strength and how to keep the faith. Like, I mean, I've seen you in situations where it's just like, oh, man. And it's very inspiring and encouraging. But just, I know it's hard, you know, as a Black man in America, as a father, as a husband. So how do you just keep your composure to not, you know, carry it out throughout, carry what you're going through throughout the house, and just kind of maintain, and also share a testimony.
I think the biggest thing is when you are the head of the household, you can't afford to let your family see that you dealing with any type of scrutiny mentally. Yes, we want that full support from our children, our wife, our spouse, domestic partner, whoever you're with in a relationship, whatever the title is. But I think the main thing is just trying to stand firm in what you believe in. Like, I know that I'm going to bounce back. So once you have that inside of you, it's just like a, I'm going to bounce back, you know? So it's just like, don't allow yourself to be in that position where you feel as in just like, oh, this baby and that. Like, ain't nothing wrong with expressing my emotions to you. As a man, there's nothing wrong with expressing your emotions. Like, I know some men is just like, I ain't saying nothing. I'm going to deal with this. But I don't express this as much with my fiance, but I do tell her certain things that I'm going through. And that's just more of a, on a serious side, where it's just like, look, just in case, you know. But if I feel like I can handle it, then I won't tell her anything. But just going back into it, it's just like, we have to be, as men, have to be that leader, where it's just like, the way I'm moving, that's the way I need you to move. You know, if I'm paying these bills, I need for you to understand, look, I got it, but work with me too. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, if we in a jam, you know, my hours are low, don't be trying to get no extra stuff, you know, especially when you paying all the bills, or not even just paying all the bills, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But just fast for work, when I went on furlough, it was a big, like, you know, just like, when I came home, it's just like, what I'm supposed to do. Like, I ain't never been laid off a day in my life before. It's just like, and not saying, oh, I've been working all my life, but just to get to where I was at in my career at that time was just like a, damn, what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And so from that point, I was just trying to figure out a way where it's just like, how can I make time at home? Like, I need it this time. But then when they sent them couple checks home, it's like, I'm good for a couple of weeks. I'm straight. Like, who need a job? I ain't gonna go look for no minimum wage job. Excuse me, no offense to nobody, but I sent a couple checks home. We were straight. Pay this bill off. We advance, and it's just like, still have money put to the side. Like, yeah, we
and
good.
That's a blessing.
And that's how I knew, like, God just showed me, like, you good. You know, like, I'm gonna take care of you. And it's like, just not from the extra income that came in. It was about the time that I put in to get that extra income, that extra overtime that I was doing. Every time they was asking me, hey, do you want to stay later? Or just, it was just being in that position. Did I know a couple weeks later that we was going to be laid off? No, but I say to myself, that's the reason why you was doing that overtime. That's the reason why these positions, you know, was happening. That's the reason why you was making more money at work. And it was just like, it's a blessing.
So, you were saving a lot, too, at the time, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, man, we have our secret stashes. Mm-hmm. But, shit, never find that OSA either. No, I'm just kidding. Your pops know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know y'all had that talk.
But, I think it's just more of, that being in that position to know that you can provide for your family. But just going back into the testimony, just being at home, and it's just like, oh, I need something to do, baby. I done bought the game. I'm starting playing the game more now. I barely was playing the game before. It's just like a every day, wake up, time to play the game. But then it's just like a, all right, let's do, start doing something. Let's be more productive. Yeah. Like, start being there. My son at home, he doing Zoom meetings. He's on, they not going to school no more. So now it's just like, now you got to be there with him doing his Zoom meeting. Like, he ain't never, you know, been on no web meets with teaching and children, kids, and classmates. So it was like, it was a challenge with him. You working from home now. So now all of us in the same house. So it's just like, I don't got that space where it's just like, you know, men know what I'm talking about. When we at home alone, it ain't no better feeling sometimes just to be at home.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They gone. I got the house to myself.
No, we feel the same way.
No, I know you do.
Okay.
So you be lying.
No, I be missing you. I'm just saying.
Right.
thinking back to just how God was shaping us and molding our household as far as our schedules, and we got to a point where I'm helping Cameron now. You know, it's just me and him at home since you're at work. So it's just like, I feel like God was preparing us for your transition to go back to work, because then I stepped in and everything worked out. But it was still, for me, it was a challenge because I always have so many things to do from my 9 to 5. And then, you know, being a part-time entrepreneur working on a brand. So it's like, how do I give baby attention? Because he's home all day, every day, and I'm super busy. So you really have to find time to just take those breaks, you know, like you like when I come in and just check on you, like, hey, how's it going, you know, in between calls and stuff. So I learned a lot about just time management and knowing how to balance, like, okay, we all at home, you know, and then we also had to get creative. Like, I was cooking all kind of stuff, you know, trying new recipes and stuff. Restaurants were closed, but I can say that, you know, I have witnessed God in a whole new light since the pandemic. And that's not to take away from anyone who doesn't share the same sentiments that we do, you know, because we were very blessed throughout the pandemic, throughout 2020. And we didn't lack in any ways. We didn't need for anything. God just really provided and showed up for us. And we're still praying for those, you know, who have lost loved ones, who lost their job, their businesses. Like, we pray every single day, just from 2020 and the things that we experience or know what others have experienced. So it's, to me, 2020 was a great year for me. Like, it really tested my faith, you know. It taught me discipline. It taught me enough planning. It's time to execute. It taught me that God is my provider, period. What was it for you? You know, what were your greatest takeaways?
2020 was a strength and a weakness year for me. It showed me where how strong I was in certain areas and what areas that I could need to work on.
Yeah.
And I always look at 2020 as a, no one will ever forget the year 2020. Like, in 2017, 16, you say, what did I do in those years? You won't remember. But due to COVID, everything shutting down. Like, we're going to tell our grandchildren about this year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that, kids that were born in COVID, they're going to be called COVID babies. No offense, but that's what it's going to be. So I just look at it as, in what made me more as a provider, as a man, as a father, soon to be husband, all those things that, you know, play into a part with one another. It helped me develop. It's going to help me continue to develop the man that I need to be, especially for my household. Yeah. And I think that's what 2020 was about for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely learned a whole new Tyron. Just like, so the day before, what was that, New Year's Eve, I sent you that the text. Like, I sent him this long text, and it was 21 things that he showed me, that he proved to me in 2020. And one of the greatest things that you've shown me was that you're going to lead our family. Like, you said, we were going to do this. You saved this. You got another car. You just really took care of us. Like, we had no worries. At times when it was scary, I trusted you, you know, and you have never steered me wrong. And that's important in a relationship, you know, that you really have to trust. When you're in a committed relationship, you have to trust your partner. You have to trust that, especially a man of God, that he's like this with God, you know, so they are working hand in hand, and he's listening to God, so I have to listen to him as the man of the house. And it's just, I just love you. Like, 2020 was amazing how you took care of us financially, spiritually, physically. Just you really held it down, so I thank you.
3 months go past, and it's like, now I'm checking up with my job just to see, hey, any word. We steady getting what was that they were sending us? Like, not fake, but it was just projected dates we were going to come back. Yeah. It's like, okay, you'll be back on this month or this month. This is what's going on. So now I'm getting my hopes up. And I think it was like the 4th month. It's like, you know what? I ain't even going back to that job no more. I don't care how much money they paid me. I don't care how hard I worked to get to that point where I was at. It's time to look for something else. And now,
you started looking for other jobs.
And now, that point where I made the joke on about the minimum wage thing came into effect, where it was just like, you think it's funny, like, it's people that's really working hard out here doing minimum wage. And now I see that point where it was just like a damn, I might need a minimum wage job. And no offense again, but it's like, I need a job, you know, because now it's just like, those checks that you was getting at first, they going down. The money that you saving, you starting to use the money that you saving. It's like, this wasn't the plan.
So what happened? You know, you started looking for jobs, and then what was, you know, the end of that story from being furloughed and having all these projected dates? How did it end?
So, well, they end up calling me back and to work. And with the call back, it was more of a, we have a new position for you. So I'm just like, a new position. And so my mind is just like, do you want this job, this amount of money that we got? When can you start? It was just like, so when it was just going back into starting, it was just more of a, you know what? It's what it is. And then it's just like, I'm gone.
Well, we thank you so much for tuning in to our show, More Love with Lawrence, where we are giving you life and relationship tips. We're sharing our perspectives. And we'll be taking Q&As and questions. And let's just stop saying Q&As and Q&Rs.
We're going to name it Q&Rs.
But questions and responses, that's what you was trying to say, right? See? Yo, nigga, right? What? We can say that. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, we'll be giving you more tips. We'll be sharing our perspectives, all that good stuff. Make sure you tell them.
Subscribe, click that like button, and continue to share the broadcast.
What? Like, subscribe, and ring the bell. Come on, you watch YouTube all day. You know what you're supposed to say.
Oh, yeah. Like, subscribe, ring that bell.
And make sure you follow our journey at Jada Sharice. That's on Instagram. And also Billionaire in Progress. Our website, jadasharicemerch.myshopify.com. The new name is coming. It'll be updated.
Just for everyone, I don't have social media. So that's why she's saying her social media. One day I might get back on social media.
We'll talk about social media too.
Yeah, let's
what's
talk
appropriate, about, what's not appropriate. I didn't tell him to delete his social media, by the way.
Of course not. But it's just sometimes you, that's another conversation. No, it ain't true. I'm just saying in general. That's a whole nother thing.
When I turn my head, you. Mentally, it was the questions he asked in return, the time he put in studying me, willing to learn. It was him repeating what I said to get a better understanding and to clarify. It was the effort he put in.